Without music, I honestly don't know where I would be right now. I was lucky I had something to bleed into to cope with the struggles of my everyday life, says singer-songwriter Sean James. Born and raised on the south side of Chicago, it was the collusion of influences, classical music and opera, plus the Pentecostal church choirs he sang in as a youngster, along with the blues of Robert Johnson. His new album on Parts Plus Labor Records is The Dark and the Light. He's on tour now in support of the album and will be in concert at the Southgate House Revival on Friday, September 27th. Good afternoon for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, joined in the studio by Sean James. Sean, you've been touring behind your new record for most of this year. How is it out there on the road in 2019?
It's gotten better than it's ever been, to be honest. More crowds, better venues, just better energy overall. I feel like, you know, over the years we've built something, because I've been touring now for about 6-7 years, and it's just now starting to pick up with a new record and everything else and kind of expanding. So I'm ecstatic about how everything is going.
That's great. Now, are you touring as a soloist or you got your full band out there?
I got the full band with me, but there are moments in every set and a good chunk of it where we strip everything away and just do like a stripped down acoustic thing. So best of both worlds, really.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this new album. Where did these songs come from?
I got off the road. I was touring really heavily in 2017 in Europe and the U.S. I think I did somewhere around 200 dates. And at the end of the year, I went back to Chicago because that's where all my family is. And I have this schedule, it seems, that, you know, I tour during the year and then the winter I take off and then the writing just flows. So I wrote most of them at the end of 2017. In the past, I was so focused on record by record, making it specific sound and like, this is my blues album, this is my folk album, this is my rock and roll album. And with this one, I felt comfortable to kind of integrate all the elements of things I'm inspired by. And that's really how the sound got to where it was.
Well, the first single, Orpheus, tapping into mythology a little bit, is that an interest of yours?
Oh, absolutely. I've been obsessed with legend, folklore, mythology, and stuff like that ever since I was young. And it's always kind of presented itself in my lyrics in one way or another. And Orpheus has always been one of my favorites in general. So I finally felt like I was up to the task of creating that song in my words and kind of from his perspective is the way I did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sound on the new record, to me, is very organic and very natural. Not a lot of processed, electronic, synthesized sounds. Where did you record and how did you approach the recording?
We recorded in Los Angeles, California at Jimmy Messer's studio. That's the producer. And, you know, the way we started is I wrote all these songs on acoustic guitar, just me and a voice and my voice. And we went into the studio and I would, you know, show Jimmy and we would take it. Really, it started at the core from that. And then we would build everything up around it, not to make everything too busy and distract from the foundation of what it was, but then we would add all these layers, which eventually made it into a whole nother beast and complemented everything really nicely.
Yeah, sometimes I think that, you know, a great song is one thing and a great record is another thing. And boy, when you get them both right, I was thinking about that with the death of Rick Ocasek. Those cars made great records. I don't know if all the songs are going to stand the test of time, but man, those records always sounded great.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Did you use your band on the record?
No, because I didn't have this band put together by then. It was just a bunch of incredible studio musicians that Jimmy had at the studio and everything like that. And it was the first time I'd done that, which kind of opened the door to a lot more options as well, just because these guys are seasoned and had been doing this for so long that it was, we'd show them the track and then immediately they'd go in and just put a layer down. And it was really fun to work that way, but I missed my band. Mm-hmm. So once I got everybody back together and everything, it was, you know, it's more fun live, I think.
Yeah. My guest is Sean James on tour now in support of the new record, The Dark and the Light, with the show coming to the Southgate House Revival on September 27th at 8 o'clock p.m., doors at 7:30. Do you have an opening act, Sean?
I believe Noah Vaughn is opening that one.
Okay.
Singer-songwriter, kind of folk pop, girl from Austin, I believe.
Okay. And what can we expect to hear that night?
You know, a lot of the new record, but also a lot of the old stuff. It's really a roller coaster of emotions. I hear people say all the time, you know, it's based in rock and roll, but it has a lot of soul, blues, folk influence and stuff like that. A lot of gospel. And, like I said, it's going to be all over the place and a roller coaster of emotions. So it'll be passionate, emotional, and intense.
Yeah, yeah. Have you played in this part of the country before?
I have. I've played the Southgate Revival House a couple times, but in the different rooms. And this time, it's actually in the church with all the stained glass. And I've always wanted to play there. I'd walk in and my pastimes there and be jealous that I wasn't playing that room. And now we're playing that room, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous setting. So I think it'll be a beautiful experience.
Yeah, after all these years, you're back singing in church, huh?
Exactly. Full circle.
Who comes to your shows? What age group? What demographic?
You know, it's really wild because I've been in bands before that were very specific, one genre, one thing, and a very specific demographic. But I've noticed over the years we're touring with this, there really is no demographic. You know, we have metalheads to blues guys to gospel, R&B, everything in between. And, you know, the age range is wild, too, because a lot of our shows are 21 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And I constantly get these messages of, oh, I wanted to go so bad, but I can't make it. And so it's a beautiful thing because I've never experienced that in music before. And I think it just holds true to the power of the music. If you can reach multiple age ranges, you know, demographics, it's you must be doing something right, I guess.
I'll say.
It's all over the map. I can't even say. It's grandmas, moms, sons, daughters, all sorts.
Where else is the tour going to take you this year?
This year, we're pretty much finishing off from the Midwest all the way to the West Coast because we started in the East and knocked that out, and there's a lot of ground to cover, and we went to Europe as well. So we're going to start here, go down south, go up to Chicago, and then slowly move out west for the rest of the year.
And then head back on home to Chicago.
Well, I don't live there anymore, actually.
Oh.
I don't live anywhere.
Yeah.
it got kind of silly because I'm on the road so much, mm-hmm. paying rent. When mm-hmm. I wasn't there. So I put all my stuff in storage, and for now it's working out.
My guest has been Sean James. The new album, The Dark and the Light, is Sean James' fourth solo effort, available now on Parts Plus Labor Records. I love the name of that label. He'll perform the songs live on stage at the Southgate House Revival on Friday, September 27th at 8 o'clock. And Sean has been my guest on the other end of the phone. Sean, thank you so much for taking the time to chat this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
For a link to Sean's music and information on the show, visit our website, wvxu.org. And Sean, we will see you just across the river.
Sounds great. Thank you.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.